watching the Huey gunships work out on the targets. They silenced the 60mm mortars, and not they weren't alone. I mean, I thought that this was something I saw that was really great. But those 60mm mortars started hitting, you know. It didn't, that's one thing I got to say, that experience does not take very long at all when you start to hear that familiar little boof or whatever that the tubes make. You know the sound of 60 mortar, and you know it's not close when the tube is going off, so you figure it might be incoming. You pick that up right away. It's really strange how fast you pick that up. And I remember hearing that those rounds starting to go off from the tubes, and thinking incoming, but not totally sure. It might have been another company over there somewhere else shooting somewhere else, but jumped over to my hole and sat right up in the hole getting ready to get in it, just, you know, not knowing. Didn't want to look totally stupid, but didn't want to look unprepared either. And then rounds started coming in, and I was just above our 60mm mortars, and these guys went to the gun and started blowing out rounds at them. And with the rounds coming in on us, these guys are pumping rounds back. I guess you're totally involved in your job, and maybe some experience in country, and you're trying to be macho and show everybody else how neat you are. I don't know which it is, but it was really amazing to me that these guys sit there around their tubes pumping 60 mortars back when 60 mortars were coming in. There's only one place to be right now, and that's in a hole. It's got a very small top on it so that nothing can get in on you. Back to the bunker would have been better. Or better yet, be back in the States. I was really surprised at seeing those guys pump out rounds like that. I felt a lot of respect for a 60 mortar troop crews. I just was semi-unprepared, I guess. Just unprepared, I guess, is the best term. I mean, I had been trained, but I was unprepared. Just was not used to it. I like to think that I'd have gotten just as good as anyone else at the time. I don't know. One never knows until you can do it. I mean, in everything else I've ever done, I've always found that with experience, it's taking away some of the fear out of what you're doing. And more experience, you can get better and better and at the whole damn deal. And maybe it was a mistake to give everybody just a one-year tour, because by the time your 2 year was up, you were probably getting to your peak of efficiency at being able to handle the job and be effective at it. And then they ended your tour and brought in some fool that had no idea what the hell was going on to spend his life, spend his blood in your place. And I don't know whether the policy of 12-month Lee and out is a good policy or not. Maybe it is. It made everybody feel better anyway.